Side A.
Practice Paper 1. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the passage below and then answer questions 1 through 9. Parents pay if their children play hooky. Under a new plan intended to address Britain's growing problem of school absenteeism, the British government has proposed granting principals, welfare workers, and police officers the right to fine the parents of students who are chronically absent from school. According to the proposal, parents of students who miss too much school without permission would be obliged to sign a contract promising to improve their children's attendance. If the children continue to avoid school, the parents would be subject to fines of up to £2,500, about 18,000 shekels, or, if that fails, criminal prosecution. We need to find more effective ways to deal with parents who allow their children to miss school, a spokesman for the Prime Minister said. The government, whose previous efforts have made little dent in the truancy problem, says that some 50,000 pupils a day miss school without permission, and that many more behave in an unruly manner in school. We can't raise educational standards if pupils miss school and behave badly when they are there, said the Education Secretary when announcing the new package. These measures are about ensuring that we, as a government, do all we can to restore order in our classrooms. All previous efforts by the British government to tackle the problem of chronic absenteeism have met with little success. Therefore, these new measures concerning the parents have been taken. Discipline begins at home, explained the Education Secretary. Last spring, in a case that received wide publicity and is believed to be the first of its kind, a mother in Oxfordshire was sentenced to 60 days in jail after being found guilty of allowing two of her children to miss school chronically. The mother, who had been repeatedly warned about the situation by school officials and whose children were usually at home with her when they should have been at school, was released after 2 weeks following an appeal.
Questions. Answer questions 1 through 9 according to the context of the passage. 1. Define the expression play hooky as used in the title. 2. Choose the correct answer. The opening paragraph 1 explains the term play hooky. 2. Expands on what is said in the title. 3. Gives arguments in favor of the new measures. 4. Supports the new plan. 3. Mention two ways in which parents will pay if their children play hooky. A. B. Four. What change is expected in the parents' behavior as a result of the new law? 5. Who will be authorized to enforce the new measures? 6. So far, the government hasn't been successful in dealing with truancy. Quote from the passage to prove this statement. 7. A. Besides truancy, what other problem that schools have to deal with is mentioned in lines 12 through 18? B. What do these two problems have in common? 8. What is the connection between the case mentioned in the last paragraph and the title of the article? 9. How does the writer feel about the new plan? 1. He is against it. 2. He supports it. 3. He doesn't express his opinion. 4. He is skeptical. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You are about to hear the text spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first reading. Answer the questions according to the context of the passage you have just heard. Fill in the correct answer or circle the number of the most suitable answer given. Summerhill. 1. Charles Owens, 1, is the principal of Summerhill School. 2. Used to go to Summerhill School. 3. Was a teacher at Summerhill School. 4. Is a critic of Summerhill School. 2. How old is Summerhill School? 3. Students at Summerhill don't have 1. To pay for their studies there. 2. To follow any rules. 3. To go to any class they don't want to. 4. Any part in the making of decisions. 4. Put an X by the two correct answers. A. The person who founded the school was A.S. Neal. B. There are meetings once a month. C. Rules are made by teachers, but students can discuss them. D. Each teacher and student has one vote. 5. The example that Mr. Owens remembers is that the older children wanted 1. To respect the silence hour. 2. To go to bed at 10:30. 3. To be allowed to go to bed whenever they wanted. 4. To have parties whenever they wanted. 6. What were the two reasons that some people were against the older kids' proposal? Circle the correct answers. A. The staff would have to stay up with the children. B. They thought there would be a lot of noise. C. They were afraid children wouldn't get enough sleep. D. 10:30 was too late to go to bed. 7. Did the older kids' proposal pass? Yes. No. 8. What is Mr. Owen's connection to Summerhill School today? Use one or two words. He has at Summerhill.